one of them. Know what you have and know what you need. Because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, Derek Holland here from Moore Shoreline in Sebring. This month is truck month, and we have the largest Chevy truck inventory in Huron County. You can save over $8,000 on a brand new Chevy truck. If you have a vehicle to trade, drive it in. We will give you a minimum of $3,000 towards a new truck in stock. So come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline, where Chevy runs deep.
It's the WLEW Sports Game of the Week USA at BadAx Homecoming on an absolutely beautiful night in the thumb of Michigan. We are 8 minutes away from kickoff, and the band is just getting off the field, as well as the BadAx Choir. And Dave, let's break down BadAx.
You got it.
With Mark Minetti is in the second season as head coach here for the Hatchets. They're 1-4 overall this season and 1-3 in the GTC West. They're coming off their first victory of the season, defeating Bay City All Saints 30-12 last week.
You know, Clark, we talked a couple weeks back about BadAx getting outscored in the second half. Week 2, Vassar, they gave up 19 unanswered points. Week 3 against Reese, 36 unanswered points. That game was tied at the half. Weeks 4 and 5 have been a little different. They put up a 20 points in the second half against Cass City, even though Cass City put up 20 as well. And also against Bay City, they actually outscored the Cougars 14-6. So some good signs coming, especially in the second half coming out of the locker room.
And Dave is right. Through 3 weeks, BadAx has been outscored in the second half 69-0. But in the past 2 weeks, 34-26. In that game against Bay City All Saints, Jared Emmerich rumbled down the field for 299 yards on 30 carries, averaging nearly 10 yards every time he touched the ball. In fact, Emmerich accounted for 68% of the entire Hatchet offense. Ben Braden scrambled for 79 yards and Dylan White at 28.
A small thing to point out, Clark, 100% of their offense came on the ground. They had no completions in the game. They tried only twice. They had no reason to, but they did attempt two passes. Neither of them were complete, so a powerful running game for BadAx last week.
And Dave, we've been talking about it for a while, but are we witnessing the turning point of the BadAx Hatchet football program?
Clark, I'm not interested in jinxing what BadAx has got going on here, but I do like some individual players here that are really starting to stand out and become threats to other teams. I do think they're taking a nice step in the right direction.
And BadAx is averaging 10 points per game on offense and has been giving up an average of 36, negative 26 points for the BadAx Hatchets.
Some of that, though, Clark, is the defense looks like it's absolutely terrible. I actually think the defense has been a stronger part to the BadAx offense. The offense is actually putting the defense sometimes in horrible positions. So keep that in mind as you look at that stat.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. The game of the week is only 5.5 minutes away. We'll be back with kickoff and our predictions right after this.
Your number one BadAx Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in BadAx is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in BadAx. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in BadAx supports area athletics and academic excellence.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now it's not only football season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking ability, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers cannot do it alone. They need help from parents. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360. It's the 24th anniversary open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Saturday, September 29th, running all day long. Super one-day-only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Backwoods Hunt Club will be roasting a wild hog. Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point Factory representatives will be on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows you can demo on site. One-day-only prices on guns you just can't find anywhere else. Smith & Wesson Military and Police Shield Pistol, your choice 9mm or 40 caliber with two magazines, $449.95. Smith & Wesson Military and Police 22 caliber long rifle with 6-position collapsible stock and 25-round magazine, $399.95. Find many factory limited editions only available at Randy's Hunting Center. That's the 24th anniversary open house this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. We have over 2,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Nice guys don't always finish last. Sometimes second place just doesn't cut it. I'm Terry Brown, and I'm tired of the lies and distortions by big money out-of-town special interests. Look where it got us this past 2 years. Taxing seniors, raiding our schools, stealing from our pensions, corruption from here to Lansing. I'm not going to take it. Terry Brown means business, local business. I don't have friends with unlimited sources of money to throw into campaigns, but I've got something they don't. Friends that look beyond the party and to the person that puts purpose before politics, people before partisanship. So big money, keep giving out my personal cell phone number while giving a phony message number for your guy. The vast majority of calls I've gotten are pledging to vote for Terry Brown this November. This year, make your voice and vote count. Vote for Terry Brown. Join us for our fundraiser this Sunday, September 30th, at Samuel Mancino's in Bad Axe from 5 to 7 for their pizza and pasta bar, all for $10 a person or $25 for a family of four. This is Terry Brown, and I endorse this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Terry Brown.
You're tuned to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. It is about ready to kick this thing off. We're 60 seconds from kickoff. It's USA at Bad Axe. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Kylie Kowalski doing all the work for tonight, so you can just sit back and enjoy this beautiful fall evening. Dave, any last thoughts?
I think we got a good one ahead of us here, Clark. I really think Bad Axe is going to hang with USA here. I think it's going to be a good game here tonight.
Well, it's time for my prediction. Dave, you picked Bad Axe.
I picked Bad Axe. I gave you two words. I gave you Jared Emmerich. I know we touched base on the things to watch for in Bad Axe's offense. He is the key tonight for me. I know he's basically done the lifting on offense. If he continues to do that tonight, I really do like Bad Axe's odds to maybe even steal one here tonight at home.
All right, I'm going to give you two digits. 72. 72 is my key to victory for the USA Patriots. Brendan Ballard. Brendan Ballard is 6'6", 300-pound junior lineman, and he's going to open up a lot of holes there for this USA offense, and I might just be a little too much for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
He will be very tough to stop. Bad Axe is going to have to run plays probably away from him, put two blockers on him just to try and get around him. You're right on there. Let's see what the game plan is tonight for both teams.
This is the 15th time USA and Bad Axe have met overall. USA leads the all-time series 13-2. Average score is USA by 31, 39-8. Bad Axe last defeated the Patriots back in 2008, 34-12. But from 2002 to 2007, USA rattled off six straight victories over the Hatchets and giving up only 23 points over the